The first World Congress on Communication for Development took place at the Food and Agriculture Organization here in Rome last week. The three-day gathering of some 700 experts, policymakers, journalists, and non-governmental organization representatives looked at ways in which effective communication can be used to pull people out of poverty and promote healthcare, education, and gender equality in countries all over the globe.
Well, I think the overall conclusions from the Congress are very clear. Communication for development needs to be incorporated in any kind of development initiative.
That's the message coming out of this World Congress, organised jointly by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, the World Bank, and the Online Communication Initiative. Good communications promote good governance, first of all, which ensures that money earmarked for health or education projects really goes to the people and communities which need it most. Recent media reports on corruption in Uganda, for example, have resulted in a 60% decrease of development funds going astray. Secondly, communications give a voice to those grassroots communities who know more about their development needs than anyone else. Initiatives like video making in the slums of Brazil or the Soul City project to educate children in South Africa have made a significant difference to the quality of poverty reduction programs in those countries. So what role can the church play in partnership with other organizations fighting against poverty and hunger?
The church is an essential partner in this process. The church is what is closest to many of the people in the rural areas. We in FAO, naturally, our constituents are the people in the rural areas and also the poorest of the poor who are also in the rural areas.
Marcela Villarreal heads the FAO's departments on gender and population and sustainable development.
We have a number of projects with the church, so we have partnered for very, very many years. We understand the importance of this partnership and this alliance, and we value it very much.
Can you give us a few concrete examples of these projects you're talking about?
One of my favorite projects in FAO is one that we have for orphans and vulnerable children, children that have been made orphans by HIV/AIDS or by other causes, and who are not receiving the agricultural skills and knowledge that they would have received from their parents for obvious reasons, unfortunately. So we started in Mozambique an initiative. It's called the Junior Farmer Field and Life Schools, which basically teaches agricultural skills and knowledge to these children, on top of naturally a lot of life skills. And this we do together with the church, with the local churches in different parts of Mozambique. They are the ones who are there directly dealing with the children and helping them get a future.
This is a world conference promoting the importance of these partnerships, and yet I don't see much representation from not just the Catholic Church, but right across the faith-based organizations here.
I wouldn't have an exact number of the organizations that have participated, but I can tell you they are quite numerous. I wouldn't be able to pin down the exact number, but they are partners in the Communication Initiative, which is one of the main partners of this Congress, and they're also our partners in many areas of our work. They are present here. The problem is that we have so many people. First day we had almost 1,000 people register. We have had an attendance of around 700 people every day.
Given, though, that the United Nations, for example, often finds itself in conflict with churches around the world, particularly in the areas of development or AIDS prevention, in your own particular field of gender and population, for example, there are quite often conflicting messages. How much is this a real obstacle, in fact, for this process of communication to development?
Well, in my experience, we have not found it difficult at all. In the past, when we have worked with population programs in Latin America, the church was our central ally. We just understood that the church had its perspective, for example, on family planning, and that the UN, in that case we were working with the UNFPA, had a different perspective. We just listened to each other, we accepted, and we were able to communicate this to the people who participated together with us in these projects. So I think that in essence, we are there for the same reasons. I think that what we want is the well-being of people. We want not only to reduce poverty and to reduce hunger, but we want something that's more than that. It's the actual well-being of people, and in that we fully agree with the church.
So what would your message be, for example, to church leaders from this conference about their work, the crucial role of communications in this development work?
Well, I think the overall conclusions from the Congress are very clear. Communication for development needs to be incorporated in any kind of development initiative. And it is a communication for development that listens, that is based on listening and full participation, bringing out the different perspectives, the different points of view from different cultures, different religions, different social settings, and creating communication links throughout those cultures and differences in order to not only to raise the value of tolerance, in which I believe, but to go a little bit further, to value the difference, the cultural difference, the different perspectives that people can contribute to the development process from their own point of view, to bringing to the fore and to create a better world for all.
As far as I understand it, hardly any of the sub-Saharan African nations are now on track to achieve any of the Millennium Development Goals, the key areas of health and education, gender equality, and so on. Is communications, in your view, this magic element that's missing that can turn things around over the next decade?
I would not say it's a magic element. We don't have any magic elements, unfortunately. If not, we would have already helped solve all the problems. However, I do believe it can be very effective. Yesterday, for example, in one of the sessions we were discussing, the person from the Inter-American Development Bank brought an example in which he said we have been contributing to Latin American development throughout the years in an amount that is probably equivalent to the Marshall Plan. However, we haven't seen results that are commensurate to this investment. And he said, well, I think that probably it is because we have failed to communicate adequately. I think he's right. I think that with a proper use of communication, as I have described before, we can help reach together development objectives.
Marcela Villarreal heads the FAO's Departments on Gender and Population and Sustainable Development.